I'd like to open it to questions.
So what'd you think?
Good question. You know what we did? We pretty much did what we set out to do tonight. You know, we put an emphasis on penalties. We wanted to keep the penalties down. We had just the one penalty that hurt us right before half. Took a touch. Basically, we felt like it took points off the board, but we did get the field goal. So we kept the penalties down. It appeared that we, for our first time out, we tackled well on defense. And, of course, you know, it's obvious that we ran the football very well offensively. You know, I thought Vince, you know, was complete control, showed what he can do, recognized man coverage. You know, he's going to take the ball off and run, and he did. You know, the special teams group covered well, and we had some decent returns. So all in all, you know, it's the work that we put in through camp has carried over in the first preseason game. But again, it's just the first one, and we've got a lot of work yet to go to get ready for the opener.
It looked like a pretty complete and dominating performance. Did it look that way?
You know, when you run the football and getting chunks and first downs and scoring on long runs, it's a good feeling. You know, and you can control the game. We controlled the game. We set out first and foremost to win the ball game, and you know, we really controlled the game. You know, since the defensive stand. I mean, the defense set the tempo. You know, and we had a defensive score, and so we controlled the ball game. But you know, there'll be a lot of mistakes that we're going to have to correct, subtle mistakes, I'm sure, in all three phases, and we'll emphasize them, and we'll get back to work, and we have a shortened week this week. We play Friday, so we'll move on.
Chris Johnson gives some defensive coordinator something to think about.
Well, their staff was talking about him after the practice sessions, and I'm sure that was their worst nightmare. That's why he's here. You know, it was a, you know, it's nice to have that kind of talent as a weapon on offense when you got somebody that can just go like he can.
Did you suspect he might have one of these coming out moments right off the bat?
Well, I'd like to think that this is just not a isolated play. I'd like to think we're going to see more of those out of him.
Jason Jones also looked like, especially for his first game, it was a spot.
Yeah, we got contribution out of the entire draft class, and we've said that all along since draft day. We said we're going to get contribution. The only player that did not get to play was Kerry Williams, but Kegler's making plays on defense and special teams, and you know, I thought William played well. It was good to see Craig in there and make a catch, and so. But yes, Jason did a nice job. You know, he had a really solid week of practice, and you know, he appears that he's going to be able to you know, help in the rotation up front at the tackle spot. As you know, it's early, but all signs indicate that there'll be no drop off when we start rotating the tackles. Yeah, the old rule stated that any part of the body, the goal line is extended. If any part of the body and/or the ball goes over the pylon, it's a touchdown. The new rule says now that the ball must either touch the pylon or go over inside or over the pylon. And Carl didn't get a shot up there. That he had two shots that he probably could have pieced together, but you can't. You got to have a definitive shot. And he just didn't get the shot to, you know, of the ball going over the pylon.
He managed the game kind of like you wanted to see Engel.
Yeah, he did. I mean, he made some plays, made some throws, kept some drives alive, and you know, he got a sense that end was closing real quick, and so we let him keep the ball.
Do you think Crumpler should have been was that a horse collar?
It was a horse collar. Yeah, it was a miss.
Let's talk about the offensive line, not just in the first quarter, but they pushed the Rams around pretty much.
Well, we've got depth there. Munch has done a great job with the entire group. And, you know, your goal in the preseason or through the OTAs and early camp is to get enough depth in your offensive line so you can finish the game. And the best way to finish games is to run the football. And, you know, the guys have done a nice job protecting the quarterback. They understand what to do, so it's good to see. And obviously we have some more than capable backs that can carry it. Nick just got a concussion, mild concussion. He's cleared up. I spoke with him after the game, and he's doing fine. And we didn't have any other issues. Sorry. No, we said some normal bumps and bruises.
Steve Bullock, maybe your all-time leader in preseason.
Yeah, same thing every year. You know.
you know, he'll score a couple times in preseason, then he didn't score in regular season. So that's the first thing he said to me when he came off the sideline. Here we go again.
Anything else? Overall, Vince, do what you want to see out of him?
Yeah, we were running the football on that drive, you know, and I wanted to keep the drive alive and sell the mindset on the fourth and go or the fourth down attempt, and we got penetration and we didn't get the first down, but we ran the football on the drive. He did a nice job, went the right place with the football, and we're just going to continue to work, continue to improve.
Coach, were you as happy for Quinton as the players were?
Oh, yeah. He's a great guy, and he's a very talented runner. That's why he's been on the roster for several years. And he's a popular guy in the locker room, and he practices hard. He's had a great camp. That's good to see him.
Were you pleased overall with the game?
You know, yeah. At first glance, yeah, I am. But, you know, I'm going to get in there and look at the tape, and there's going to be some things that we're going to need to correct. That's the case, and you know we've got. It's nice to win the first preseason game at home, and it's nice that's a good way to finish up the first tough couple weeks of training camp. Now you got to get in more specifics. We didn't try to out scheme anybody today. We just kept things basic and we just played, and it was nice to see the big plays within that framework.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.